fulfilling dreams. I'm John Johnson, and we'll talk about that next on MHSAA Perspective. Last week, there were a couple of very notable things that happened where community involvement in high school sports realized dreams, but they came from two completely different directions. One was the culmination of hard work by a lot of people over a long time. I was over at the East Lansing Soccer Complex for a rivalry game between the Trojans and Okemos, a game you can watch on MHSAA.tv and the MHSAA Network on Comcast Channel 900 this week. And before the contest began, the local soccer community celebrated a dream fulfilled. Flashback to the mid-1960s when a young man from St. Louis, Missouri shows up in East Lansing to play soccer at Michigan State University. After graduation, he gets a teaching job up MAC Avenue at East Lansing High School, which isn't sponsoring soccer at the time. But with the help of other soccer enthusiasts, some intramural and club games are played, and pretty soon there's 60 kids interested in playing with the round football. Finally, in 1976, boys soccer reached interscholastic status at East Lansing High School, just one of 20 schools in the state at the time, a dream realized in part for a young coach named Nick Archer. But there was still a long way to go. Now fast forward to the late 90s. Mid-Michigan soccer teams have broken the stranglehold of Southeastern teams in terms of competitiveness. The Trojans won the first Class A title for an outstate school in 1987. Archer and others in the community, some associated with the coaches' playing days at MSU in the 1960s, launch a project to give soccer teams at the school and the community at large a place they can truly call their own. A short time later, the East Lansing Soccer Complex was opened with multiple fields on the city's north side, and work continued to erect a field house equipment building, a covered pavilion with restrooms and concessions, permanent seating, and press facilities. Last week, everyone gathered together to celebrate the finishing touches on the complex, which included lights on the main competition field. In a pregame ceremony, Archer and two friends, Jay and Martha Rosen, cut the ceremonial ribbon to dedicate Rosen Field to the East Lansing soccer program and to soccer at all levels in the community. The Rosens had donated $300,000 to help complete the project and fulfill the dreams of many soccer supporters. About 100 miles away, the dreams of the best football season ever at Douglas High School in Detroit were kept alive by a groundswell of community support at a time of desperate need in the Hurricane program. The Hurricanes were off to a 4-1 start on the season, the lone loss by a single point to Henry Ford High School. It was Monday of homecoming week, and the team was suddenly staring at a nightmare that stood to end its season. Thieves had broken into the field house at the school and stolen nearly all of the equipment. A junior varsity game had to be canceled that day, and the varsity team could only practice in street clothes. But word of the incident spread quickly, and quickly stepping up were a variety of schools, businesses, and individuals in Detroit to keep the Douglas dream alive. Allen High School loaned Douglas some equipment, an automobile dealership and a major financial company, among others, donated money for equipment and to help repair and secure the field house from future thefts. Members of the Detroit Lions donated equipment and provided emotional support for the young men in the school, which promptly went out in their new threads and won their fifth game of the season and are now in a position to qualify for the MHSAA football playoffs for the very first time. But the real win for Douglas wasn't between the lines, it was a win of the spirit. It was a win for the community, which came to the fore to help young people. It was something we see a lot of, but something we need to see a lot more of in our schools, and not just for sports. These two dreams will live on in East Lansing and Detroit, positively impacting the young people who are benefiting from the hard work and the donations of others, and teaching them important life lessons. Join us again next time for another edition of MHSAA Perspective, a production of the Michigan High School Athletic Association.